When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access, of course. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com, Martha Norwalk, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And, of course, a lot of stuff been posted in the last couple weeks since we've been live here. And I think my favorite Facebook post in the last couple of weeks has been a zoo somewhere. It doesn't say where, but it's a black swan that's feeding koi at the zoo. And it's the cutest darn thing. You'll have to, if you're looking for it, Nathan, you'll have to scroll down a few posts to find it. But it's just the cutest thing. And there's this big tub of apparently koi food. And the swan just dips in and gets a mouthful of koi food and then distributes it between all these fish and water and then gets another mouthful. It's very, very cute. And I would love it if these posts would post more details about the story and how the swan learned to do this and all of that sort of stuff. But anyway, it's very cute. So it is the first Sunday of June, and it is a glorious Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, you can't say the weather hasn't changed somewhat, Nathan, because I remember June. Usually when I was young, we'd still be in school until the middle of June. I don't even know if kids are still in school these days. I think the year has been shortened quite a bit, but then I always remember that maybe the last week of school, the weather was sort of okay, but then it was really gloomy and we'd get out of school and it'd be cloudy and rainy and it was no fun. And, you know, you had to wait for summer to get here for a while, but certainly seems that summer and winter are kind of confused because it's more like summer than it is spring. But it is absolutely beautiful and it's beautiful down in your neighborhood. I'm zooming in from home, but I've got beautiful sun and some white clouds, and you've got the same thing going on down there. So I think it's the same. Looks like you have a clearer sky than I do.
I only see a little bit of clouds over the Olympic Mountains, and I had to do a little double take. It's like, oh, nice snow cap. Wait a minute, those are just some clouds hovering
around
those Olympics.
Tell. Okay,
yeah, so you can see just a tiny bit of cloud cover over there, but really just nothing but sunshine here in the Pacific Northwest, Puget Sound region.
Well, I think that this is just, this is what we get all week long, isn't it?
It is. Very easy to do weather reports. Today, just sunny skies throughout the week, maybe a little bit increasing clouds as we get to the later parts of the week, but warmest day of the week, I guess that's the part you're most concerned about, will be Wednesday, and highs probably around the mid-80s.
Yeah, I mean, where do we live, Jason? Nathan? I mean,
oh, no, there's that buzzer again.
that was a slip of
the... Hey, you got it. You did that earlier this week. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, anyway. But that was on purpose. So, My goodness, it just is unusual. I normally don't have to be really concerned about watering, but we're just not getting any rain, and that just seems so strange. But
it does feel a lot like August without having August temperatures.
Yeah, and it really is. You couldn't ask for more perfect temperatures because, and speaking of that, my Hummers are back. Hummers are back with the babies, and they're draining my feeders again. And I can still kind of tell the babies they're not full size yet, but gosh, it's been fun. But I'm having to reload the feeders like every other day, which is amazing because I have a lot of them. And but we have a full house of couple families, at least of Rufus hummingbirds and then Anna hummingbirds, and everybody's getting along and sharing, and it's great. But boy, with the weather, it's been lovely during the day and in like the 70s, and then at night it cools off. And I've even been using the heat a little bit in the evenings. It's gotten, you know, cold enough up here that I could use some heat which is kind of amazing, but absolutely perfect weather.
Well, I'll take those warm days any day as long as it's cool overnight.
Yeah, and I think we're supposed to have a warmer, drier summer with whatever weather pattern we're in. And it certainly would appear that we're already on the way, even though it isn't even officially summer yet.
Right.
But it is kind of, it's a special day. It's a big day, especially, it's a big day for animals. You probably don't know. And for anybody that doesn't, it is National Animal Rights Day. So speak up for your animal friends. And, then the other thing, it's a big day for Tibetan Buddhists. It's the 15th day of the lunar month, a full moon, and it's called, we might have to have Eileen from Help Animals India. She's Buddhist, and she's the one that sent me the information. We'll talk more with her about this, but I hope I don't match this current. It's called Saga Dawa Duchen. And in Tibetan, Duchen translate into great occasion. And this year, the Saga Dawa Duchen falls today, Sunday, June 4th. And this day is the single most important holy day of the year for Tibetan Buddhists. I didn't know that, but Eileen knows all about that. So we'll get a little more about that in the second hour when we are talking about Help Animals India. At any rate, we haven't started the show yet, but it was a big week this week, which started out with, our week, I guess, Nathan, the big deals started on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because I can now say that Robbie and I have officially done Bark in the Park. And yeah, woo! And it sounds like, we did a little Animal World Bark at the Park, and Nathan and his parents and their dog Abby, Border Collie, attended, and I was there with my Robbie, and Stacy with her Tank came as well. And gosh, didn't we have a great time?
It was a blast.
It was a perfect day. For the dogs for sure, because it wasn't too warm. The sun was out, but it was on the cooler side. You know, and we didn't go to the big Mariners stadium downtown. I just seriously doubt that I could handle that.
It anymore. Is significantly bigger than where we were.
Well, and so much more crowded, and it's a much more serious drive for me, and parking is, you know, and all of that. And, especially with the dogs and stuff. But up in Everett, for the Everett Aqua Sox, if you've always wanted to do something like this, What a perfect way to do it, because it's in Everett, so you don't have to deal with, you know, downtown Seattle and all of that stuff. And the parking is free, and there's tons of it, and it's right next to the place.
Yeah.
And there's security patrol, so everything's safe. And you can just stroll right down. And we, of course, we all met up in the parking lot. And then there were all kinds of booths set up, you know, with samples and biscuits for the dogs and little contests to play and win. You got to throw a bag of poop and win stuff. And and I know I threw a bag of poop. I don't know if you did. Nathan, did you throw a bag? I know your mom did. Barb did. But
no, she won it, and so did you. So,
I mean, we had a good time.
We had the bases covered, no pun intended.
And so Robbie just thought that was the coolest thing in the world, because he got all these really special dog biscuits and dog chews. And so Robbie kind of munched his way through the bark in the park for the dogs. Other than, I mean, because Robbie considers himself the social greeting committee of the planet, and he loves everybody and everything. He does not have an aggressive cell in his body. He even let Abby boss him around. And he just had a blast. He got to meet so many dog butts. He just was in dog heaven, and he was busy the whole time. And of course, when we were in the stands, everybody was eating popcorn and all of that. Oh, and that was the other thing, that how cool, they had $3 hot dogs for the dogs.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah, $3 hot dogs for the dogs. So I had a hot dog, and Robbie had a hot dog. Robbie thought, I don't think Robbie's ever had a hot dog before. And hot dogs are not something that even I think about, and I absolutely wouldn't eat on my own. But you can't go to a baseball game and not have a hot dog.
It's tradition. I mean, just
and
a
I don't
plain
know what it
dog.
Is, but if you get out to an outdoor sporting event and have a hot dog, they taste so good.
They had pretty big hot dogs there too. I mean, not like largeness, but
yeah,
I mean, like the amount of meat in it. There was.
Yeah, they had the jumbo hot dogs, and they had bratwurst and that kind of thing. But they had just regular $3 hot dogs for, you know, plain hot dogs for the dogs. And of course, Robbie thought that was just grand. And then he cleaned up everybody's popcorn in the stands. And we decided they don't really need anybody to clean up the floor after, you know, the game, because the dogs all do the cleanup work. And it was so cute. But
janitorial staff gets the day off.
Yeah, so I don't know about your Abby, but my Robbie, you know, he's 10 now, and this was a big deal for him. He's never been to an event like this that he got to socialize as much, because all of his outings in his life, you know, he hasn't been anywhere, you know, for quite a while, but competition events or classes or training or practice for agility or nose work or obedience and that kind of stuff. Or competitions. And when you're doing that with dogs, they don't get to socialize. They're working the whole time. And so Robbie was not used to being out in public and being at something like this and being able to meet all the dogs. So he just thought it was fabulous. But I'll tell you what, he was one pooped puppy when we got home. And no, and it was a long night. I don't know about you guys, Nathan, but I didn't get home till after 11 o'clock.
For us, it's about a 35-minute drive home from Everett. Yeah. Getting there, it's like almost an hour and a half with traffic. But, you know, once the time the game was over, there was no traffic and just breeze on home.
Yeah, for me, there was no traffic either way, and it's about the same amount of drive. Mm-hmm. But we got home, Robbie just crashed. Of course, you know, I had to feed everybody, Robbie and the cats, as soon as I got home. And of course, everybody was up for dinner. And even though Robbie had pigged out on dog treats and hot dogs, you know, he still wanted his dinner. And but the interesting thing is now I feed Robbie in his crate, not because he needs to be crated, but because he lives with a household of cats. And so he can eat in peace and doesn't have to share with the kitties. He eats in his crate. But normally when he's done eating and the cats have eaten and I let him out, he usually pops right out. Well, I opened up his crate after and he didn't move. He stayed in his crate. And then after a little while, he got out of his crate and he walked a few feet to the living room and a carpet and lay down and he was out again. So he was just pooped. But the cutest thing happened, Nathan. I've never seen this happen. Now, Robbie dreams. But, you know, like most dogs, you know, if they dream, you know, their feet move a little or, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, we were already in the bedroom and I was sitting on my bed and getting ready to turn out the light. And often Robbie starts on the bed with me, but he was too pooped to get on the bed. And he was already laying down, you know, next to the bed on my side, where he sleeps if he sleeps on the floor, just, you know, of course, so I can step on him when I get out of bed. Anyway, so he had already crashed and was laying down next to the bed. And all of a sudden I heard this, the thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. And I looked over and Robbie was out like a light bulb dreaming. And his tip, but he was having a happy dream. His tail was wagging, wagging, wagging. And I knew instantly he was dreaming about Bark in the Park and meeting all those dog butts.
Oh.
But he had such a good time. As soon as he fell asleep, he was dreaming about Bark in the Park. And I've never seen a dog dream and wagging their tail, having the best time in their dream.
I thought you were going to say he was dreaming about catching balls in the outfield.
Well, no, that was not the highlight, you know, because he's a frisbee dog. He's not a baseball dog. He's a frisbee dog, and that was not the highlight for him. The highlight for him was all the dog butts he got to smell, but he was just, his tail was wagging 180 miles an hour, and he was out like a light bulb, but obviously having a great dream. But I just instantly knew he was dreaming about Bark in the Park and all the dogs he got to meet. Probably dreaming of his Abby, who wouldn't quite let him sniff her butt much, because she gets a little snappy. But he was raised by an older woman dog, so he knows how to, when they say back off, he says, "Oh, okay, I'll leave you alone."
And Abby likes to be the queen too. She's the alpha.
Yeah. Well. She's bossy. Your mom kept saying, "Quit being so bossy." But anyway,
wherever we go, like dog parks, it's always where she is. It's her personality.
Yep. Well, we just had a fabulous time. And then now Robbie didn't get to go because it was a working day for me. But I spent yesterday out at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell because they had a big Crusader adoption event. The Humane Society of Skagit County was there with some wonderful adoptable dogs and some beautiful white shepherds from a hoarding situation that the Academy had helped rehabilitate and get back, you know, on board behaviorally and all of that sort of thing. And almost all the dogs got adopted. It was really fun. And got to see a lot of folks and a lot of great visiting, and it was a really great day. And my gosh, I have to say that I've got to recover because I cheated to have a hot dog at the baseball game. And of course, wouldn't you know, yesterday at the Academy they were serving hot dogs again, and it had been so good Thursday night I had to have another one. So I think I'm having a little gluten hangover at this point.
Oh.
Because I did cheat within a few days of each other, and so that's not such a good idea for me, but I sure enjoyed it. But anyway, wonderful time. So great time Bark to the Park, great time out of the Academy of Canine Behavior yesterday. And yes, I was so excited to find out that the Academy had been looking for somebody that's doing trick classes for dogs. It was one of my favorite classes to take Robbie to when he was a puppy, and where we had the most fun was a trick class. And the Academy, aside from doing their obedience classes and stuff, they're doing a trick class now. So if you're looking for a trick class for your dogs, they do have one at the Academy, and they're in Bothell if you need to look them up, aocb.com. But gosh, what a wonderful time. And I've got some follow up to get to. I don't know if I'll get to it this week, but I did tell you the Hummers are back. But the one thing I think we'll have to take care of advertisers, Nathan, and then officially start the show before we start our interviews, because it is the first Sunday, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we'll check in with all our regulars, and we'll start with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And that'll come up at the bottom of the hour. Anyway, I did want to follow up. You know, Nathan, we talked about it, I think, the last time we were live, or might have been the week before, but the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs, and I think there were 7 horses that died going up, you know, preparing for the race. And since that time, there have been other horses dying at other tracks, and it's finally getting the attention that it needs. And I'm delighted to say that Churchill Down officially now has closed down. They've shut it down to, quote, investigate, because, you know, the word is, well, gee, we can't figure out what's killing these horses. And but it's a big enough deal that they're suspending all racing as they investigate. I hope other tracks will do it too. And I just want to let you know that since this has been going down, and it feels so important to me that it apparently is now time to clean up this industry. I've been talking, Nathan, to my contacts in the horse world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no mystery to anyone that knows horses. Okay. This has gotten completely out of control. And guess what the problem is? It's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are working these horses to the bone and overworking and overrunning it and pushing them and running these, literally their socks off, with these young horses. And they've just, the competition has become so strong and the need to win so great that the welfare of the horses has been completely tossed to the side. So no, it's not, you know, the condition of the track and all this other kind of stuff. It's the way we're treating these horses and the way they're being raised and all of that. The whole industry, in Aunt Martha's opinion, it needs to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's bullfighting. Let's get that's done. You know, let's get rid of it. And, you know, horse racing, as wonderful as it might have been at some point, it is just not fair to the horses.
No.
And I mean, I just can't imagine as many horses dying as they are that it hasn't been dealt with sooner. But at least now it appears that. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with now that they are shutting down to investigate all of this. But they either have to revamp the whole industry, and they can't run these horses as young as they do. But maybe they won't run as fast because they're going to be older and all of that, or better cared for. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
It's interesting what kind of limitations they'll have to put on.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If they really fess up and tell us the truth, or whether they come up with some kind of a reason why this is happening, other than the fact that they're overworking and abusing these horses.
Mm.
So anyway, all right. That being said, let's go ahead and the reminder on the weather. There's just no rain in sight, Nathan, is there? I don't think so.
Actually, I do see just on Friday, it says a slight chance of showers. So I mean, there's a chance, yeah. Right?
But you got to pay attention. It's dry out there earlier than usual, and you need, well, of course, to pay attention to your plants that you might not always be paying that much attention this time of year, but also to your own animal friends, but also everybody else that's out there. My birds are really taking advantage of my fountains and my birdie baths. But you got to care about the insects, and you got to water everybody. So pay attention to the water situation. All right. So let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back and officially start the show and get on to our first interview. Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland comes up first. So stay right where you are, and prayers and affirmations will happen right after we take care of the most important part of the show. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I just noticed what you typed in, Nathan, and I did forget to mention when we went to Bark in the Park, we got to be special because they invite some of the people and dogs to come out on the field. And at the beginning of the game for the national anthem and stuff. And we got to stay together as a group, and we got to be the ones that were on the pitcher's mound. So we got to go stand up next to the pitcher and line up and do the national anthem.
Yeah, it was a great time. And not very many places will let you do that. So you really get a good experience with the Everett Aqua Sox.
Yeah, it was just so much fun and so relaxed and so easy compared to most, you know, sport, you know, when, especially if you took your dog. It just, if you want to do a Bark in the Park, Everett Aqua Sox and going up there is the place to do it, because it's just nothing but fun, no stress affair. It was really great.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say it was a much more pleasant experience than going to like the Mariners or even the Tacoma Rainiers. I did their Bark at the Park too. And this one, it just felt so, you know, easygoing and friendly
yeah.
and welcoming to the dogs and everything. Whereas like if you go to the T-Mobile Park, it's still a great experience.
Because you didn't last season, didn't you?
Yeah.
You guys took Abby to Bark in the Park down at the Mariners. And how did that compare?
It's more, I don't want to say large scale. I mean, it's different in its own way, but if you just want a simple environment, go to Everett Aqua Sox, and it's nice and easy. It'll be a bit more complicated with the T-Mobile Park, but they still do things like they have at T-Mobile Park. They actually have dogs and cats there available for adoption, whereas they didn't have that at Everett Aqua Sox.
Yeah. Nope, they did not. All righty. So we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen in Healing Ministry for Animals. And that was kind of nice because couple that sat right in front of us happened to, of course, I can be chatty, and was talking to Carl in front of me. And he told us about his old 18-year-old dog that they couldn't stay for the whole thing because they had to get home to their dog. And there was some stuff going on. So I was able to tell him about Dr. Nels and his Healing Ministry for Animals and how much he helps older dogs. And so passed on Dr. Nels' information. So, you know, Carl, if you're out there, we're thinking really good thoughts for your dog friend, and that Dr. Nels will be able to give her a new lease on life for a while. And so that was fun. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can certainly shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, I think we, we've got to get ready to start our show today, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. But we have to make it official first. And I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I'll start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals, and then a pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. And this part of the show is optional. You can join me and say these prayers and affirmations along with me. You can use them during the week as I do and as many of you do. I know because I hear from you. And or you can be silent. It's totally up to you. It's not like dancing. When we get on the love train at 10 and 11, dancing is required. But this one, you get to opt in or out. It's totally up to you. So I start with, here we go, with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now then, this one is for us human animals. It's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then, now for our affirmations, all contributed by one member or the other of our Animal World family. And I say each one of them out loud three times, and you're welcome to join me and use them daily. I've chosen them because they are very powerful. Every single one of them has changed my life in a positive way. I know they will help you too. So affirmation number one, we do this for ourselves. And here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Now, second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And by the way, Dr. Nels and Linda will be in the studio next week. It's Healing Sunday on Animal World. So be sure and mark your calendars. Call in for your free remote treatments. And Linda often gives an affirmation to the human animals she works on. And that's where this came from. And it proved to be so abundantly effective that we include it here. And we do this for ourselves as kind of an Animal World group here. Here we go, three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. The next one here is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division. And the one to use when you go out in the world, want to be happy and healthy and spread the health around rather than going out in the opposite in mind. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Oh, love that one. All righty. This one actually comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, feng shui specialist, and personal awareness coach. And it helps us adjust to all these unusual energies that we're continuously having to adjust to. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously aligns with and accepts the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then I conclude this pile of affirmations with our Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And this is one we get to send God's light and love all over the planet. Lighten up the vibration. We can certainly use it. And how about we send it here today with to the horse racing industry and hope that they can elevate themselves and to a higher consciousness towards the well-being of the horses. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And Gally, we'll go ahead and get started with our first interview of the day. It is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we are going to head to one of my favorite rescues, and that, of course, would be a Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And welcoming back, we've missed you, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. I missed being there last month.
Yeah, we missed your shining voice and hearing from you. And but it's so glad to have you back. And tell us how is, for anybody that doesn't know, give us the lowdown on what Meow is all about and how things are going right now.
Meow is a 501c3 nonprofit animal shelter rescue organization. We're located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. We have cats and kittens on site. Dogs and puppies are in foster care. We celebrated our, 25th or 26th year in February. I'm losing track. But
I'm glad you're not the only one, because that's me too. It's been COVID a long time, though.
I know. COVID did something to my brain, I think. But anyway, we're alive and well. We are, we're having a very busy kitten season already, maybe the busiest one we've seen in many years.
Now, does that mean you have more kittens than you have had in years, or more people wanting kittens?
Both.
Both, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of things didn't happen during COVID. A lot of spaying and neutering didn't get done. And so
that kind of makes sense.
It rings nonstop. All day, every day, with kittens, kittens, kittens. So
you mean people that have kittens and don't know what to do with them?
That, and people have found kittens maybe in their wood pile or in their crawl space. Yeah.
So you're saying you have an abundance of kittens these days, huh?
We do. We do. Right now we have not a lot of kittens at the shelter, but we're having... I think we're spaying and neutering about 12 tomorrow. They'll be available. And I think we've got well over 100 in foster care right now.
Wow, 100 babies? Wow. Okay, so let's, as long as we're on the subject, what's the process and the timing? When you guys have a, you know, young kittens, you don't raise them in the shelter.
No. So the best example I could give is right now I have a mom and her 5 babies. They came to me when they were 2 days old. They were found somewhere. And so the mom will stay with the babies probably until they're 6 or 7 or 8 weeks old. Then she'll go in and be spayed, and then she'll be available for adoption. Then the kittens, they'll just stay here, and they will continue to grow until they're about 12 weeks or 3 pounds, and then we take them in for spay and neuter, and then they're available for adoption. So the youngest kitten you could possibly get is 3 months old.
Right, and I used to think, in my younger days, I used to think, oh, that's a problem, you know, because I want to get a kitten when they're really young. But I've learned, having done it both ways, you know, raised kittens from birth, gotten kittens when they're young, or gotten kittens when they're a little older, like 3 to 5 months, like you do at a shelter these days, I much prefer getting the little bit older kittens because, mm-hmm. you know, you can better tell what their personalities are and so forth. So you can better pick the right mix for you and the kind of kitty that you want, because, you know, some kitties are lap kitties and love and snuggle models, and some are real independent and not so love and snuggle models, you know, and then all the ones in between. But they also come, you know, usually having had more experience with their litter mates and siblings for a longer period of time. So they're just better overall behaved.
So, for sure.
I think getting an older one is better. And I'm delighted to say that I opened Facebook and my cousin got herself an early birthday present, and she just adopted just an adorable kitty from Meow. And Sophie is what she's calling her. And I don't know if she was Sophie at Meow. But
that was your cousin?
I met
her yesterday.
Did she meet with you? Well, she didn't tell me she was...
Picture.
She didn't tell me she was coming, but she, you know, I have directed her that you're the only place to work with, and lo and behold, she came down and adopted Sophie because today's her birthday. So happy birthday, Coz. And and she posted a lovely picture of Sophie. She says she's just sweet and small and lovey and cuddly. And so you facilitated the adoption?
Yeah, and I took the there's a picture on our Facebook page of Sophie and your cousin.
Well, I'll have to, because I missed that one. I haven't seen that one yet. Maybe I'll find that when I go look through Facebook. But so Rosie, my cousin, you know, that adopted Sophie. Mm-hmm. She's my cousin, and so my mom's sister was her mom. And so Rosie was named after my mom, and I'm named after her mom. So her mom was Martha, and my mom was Rosemary. And so Rosie, you know, the family calls her Cozy because when I couldn't say Rosie when I was young, so I called her Cozy. So she's my cousin Cozy, and she's very happy because she has a kitty in her life again.
Wow. Well, the kitty she adopted on Facebook, you'll notice her name is Grace, but Rosie wanted a more elaborate name, so I think she was going to call her Sophie Grace.
Sophie Grace, she's and but she just had the cutest little face, and she's kind of like a gray, has some tabby stuff, so she's got that M on her forehead, and so I think that's for Aunt Martha. But I'm so glad you were the one that was able to facilitate her adoption. That's great.
Yeah.
And they're having a happy birthday, celebrating Rosie's birthday. And she just has to have a cat in her life. And the last, gosh, I think all the kitties I can remember have been rescues for her. So I know the last one. She just somebody must have posted online about, you know, an older person that had to go into care and couldn't take their kitty, and that's the mm-hmm. last one she rescued. But she had passed away for a while ago, Rosie and her husband were moving to a different location, and so they waited until after they got moved and settled in before she got another kitty, and that ended up being Miss Sophie Grace from Meow. So anyway, thank you so much. All righty, we are gonna take a care of our advertisers here, and then we will come back and find out current hours, and if you're interested in all these, my goodness, it sounds like overwhelming amount of young kittens and cats at Meow. We'll find out what's available now and when you can come in or how you can search and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Lots more about Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland coming up straight ahead right here on Animal World. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. I gotta get online, I gotta get some more dogs supplements. Best for skin and hair coat that I've ever found, and the best cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets. You can check them all out at NuProSupplements.com, and all the products are available on Amazon. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is open for business in the new Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline. Great location, real convenient. Parking is easy, and you get to experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and all the wonderful sound healing in person. Well worth going in to the Whispering Dragon Center. You can check her out on Facebook, but she can also work with you remotely too, if you prefer. Facebook, it's Whispering Dragon Center. Her website is whispering-dragon.com, or you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836. And I'm going to tell you again that I, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you know, I work with people privately in their home to help them understand their dogs and solve problems fast. And I specialize in teaching you how to live with your dog and setting up a custom program to solve all the problems very quickly. And guess what? I'm finally talking about myself again because I'm all caught up. So I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I would love, love, love to hear from you. If you got stuff going on with your dog friend, I always talk to you for free on the phone. And if I can help you, I'll let you know how and how I work and all of that. But I only see you once, so you don't have to go to training for the rest of your lives. You get your stuff solved really fast, and I talk to you for free on the phone. So give me a call. Not now, I'm on the radio, but after the show, you can call me. I'll be here. 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty. Now we're going back to my favorite cat rescue, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn is with us back again. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
I'm just so excited that, so pleased that Rosie was able to find her special kitty friend, and that you were the one that got to facilitate the adoption. I'm surprised she didn't tell you that she's my cousin and that I sent her. But I'm real glad it all worked out, and I can't wait to meet Sophie.
Yeah.
So tell us. I know that if someone is interested, and I say my favorite cat rescue, but you don't just do cats. You have some dogs available. They just don't live in the shelter. They're in foster care. Is that right?
That's correct. The shelter isn't big enough for dogs, so they are all in foster care. I don't know an awful lot about what dogs we currently have, but they're listed on our website.
Yep. So if you're interested, if you want to see what they've got in the dog department, or if you want to see what they got in the cat department, you just have to go to the website, meowcatrescue.org. And then I think you click on either adoptable cats or adoptable kittens or adoptable dogs. And then all of them will come up that are available, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, and if people want to come to the shelter, because you're open for business again, if they want to come and meet the kitties at the shelter, what days and hours are you open now?
Well, we're still open Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, prior to the pandemic, you were open even more days. Do you think there plans going on that you will eventually get back to the open schedule that you had, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, we definitely want to. Something that happened during COVID is that we lost more than 50% of our volunteers.
Oh.
So that's the holdup. We've got new volunteers coming in all the time, and we're getting them trained up, but that was something completely unforeseen, that people just found other things during COVID. So we're a little bit short-staffed.
Uh-huh. So we need to put out the plea that Meow needs volunteers?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if now, what are the parameters about someone volunteering? Is there an age limit, and is there a minimum of hours they need to be available? And what can you tell us about that?
The age limit, you have to be 18, and there's all kinds of different things that need to be done. The biggest job that requires the most people and the most man hours is cleaning, doing laundry, setting up cages, taking apart cages, that kind of thing. There isn't a minimum number of hours, but we do, when people do decide that they like to volunteer, we ask that they show up at least once a week on their scheduled day and time.
Okay. All right. And if someone's interested in finding out more about volunteering or just plain volunteering, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, they can either call us at 425-822-6369, or they can go to our website and click on volunteering, and there's an application to be filled out.
Excellent. Excellent. And then, so if you're interested in volunteering, you can do it online at meowcatrescue.org and click on the link to volunteer, or you can just call them. Now, 425-822-6369, 425-822-6369. Now, are there specific hours that the phone is answered?
Well, so that's interesting that you would ask that, because people ask all the time. They think that because we're only open 3 days a week, no one is there the other days, but
right.
Couldn't be further from the truth, because
Okay. Somebody
is at the shelter every day, probably 15 to 18 hours. So somebody is always at the shelter.
Gotcha.
And so we have different shift times, but we answer the phone whenever it rings. We always answer it. And if we miss a call, we download messages throughout the day.
Wonderful, so wonderful. All right, so so you can call, and usually the phone will be answered, and you'll talk to someone right away. But if by chance they're busy and miss the call, they'll check and we'll call you back shortly. So you don't have to worry about waiting days to hear from them.
Right.
Now, I think before we run out of time, we got to talk about, don't we have the big annual Meow fundraiser coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up. Less than 2 weeks away now. It's June 17th, our annual auction. And this is the first time in 3 or 4 years that we've all been able to get together again. So it's going to be really special.
Yeah, because I think you've done virtual every, you had to go to virtual fundraising with COVID and all of that.
Yeah.
But I think you stayed virtual until this year, right? This is the first one in person?
Yeah, it
all
sure
right,
is.
So it's Fine Wines and Felines 2023. It's on June 17th, and it's going to be again at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
And I assume there's still tickets available?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can still register, and that can be done. All you need to do is go to our website, and I think you just click on, I think it says actually register. And, event details and registration. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay.
And if you have problems or questions, you can always call us, and we will be happy to answer your questions.
So if people go to meowcatrescue.org, the Fine Wines and Felines event, that comes up on the homepage?
It does.
Okay, and then it says, like, to register, or that's what you click on then.
Yeah, it says event details and registration.
Event details and registration. You click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now I've not been to the event. I used to come all the time, decades ago. But I've not been to it when it's been at the University of Washington. Is that can you just drive in and park and all of that? Is it pretty easy to do?
Yeah, you can drive in and park. It is a huge parking lot, but we actually have little shuttles.
If
a lot of the ladies are wearing heels that day. So we have shuttles that will transport you from your car to the event itself, if you don't want to walk a country mile in your high heels.
All right, folks. Well, Meow needs to earn lots of money at this fundraiser, because, what did you say? You're like over 100 kittens in foster care right now, and it is a plethora of kitten season. And Meow, we need to take care of them and make sure they can take care of all these kitties and get them out into new forever homes. So check them out, meowcatrescue.org, for all the details for the fundraiser coming up. That's where you can check out and see pictures of all the kitties that are there. And I think you said, Marilyn, there's at least a dozen kittens that are getting spayed and neutered like tomorrow, so that then they'll be in the shelter and ready to go this next week probably, huh?
Right. They sure will.
All righty. So give them a call if you're interested, 425-822-6369 if you can't use the website. And Marilyn, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. Take care.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, we got to catch up here because we got to get on the love train, and it is time for our dancing and exercise section of the show. And this is to make up for COVID and all that stuff we talk about, because I need to get lots of exercise going, and dancing is one of my favorite ways to do it. And of course, this gives us a chance to spread the love and the light all over the world again, because it is so needed. So, no excuses. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and dance with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up on the love train. And I always energize up the music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh, and Help Animals India is coming up next.